I don't have nearly enough time to list all the tasty ways you can enjoy chicken at McDonald's, but I'll give it a go. The always flavorful Chicken McNuggets made with all white meat chicken, or the savory buttermilk crispy tenders battered to perfection, or all the familiar and exotic flavors of the signature crafted recipes, including the new garlic white cheddar chicken sandwich with grilled or crispy chicken drizzled with creamy garlic aioli. I have to cut it short here, but you have time on your side, so go and savor every bite of your chicken. McDonald's, chicken how you like it. At participating McDonald's.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We're back. Missed last week, but we can't go 2 weeks in a row without a show. I'm back from the City of London. This is your host, Ben, breaker of banksters, Cochran. I was out last week, international travel for business. I got a lot of stories to talk about. Very sorry we missed last week, but we are live today, May 10th, 2018. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Future Dan. Future Dan, sorry I had to miss last week, but I got so much to talk about this week, and I know you do too. We're gonna make up for it.
Welcome back to episode 22. I can't wait to do this show.
Yes, sir. Episode 22, Patriot Power Hour right here. Blog Talk Radio, Patriot Broadcasting Network. So, yeah, I guess I'll talk. My trip was pretty fun, man. It was pretty fun.
A late night visit to the Bank of England in person, inebriated to make the moment special. Tell us how it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man, it was pretty funny. It'll be a memory that lasts forever. So, anyone who's listened to this show or my previous shows knows that I like to make my little trek to the Fed and Wall Street and major financial power centers when I'm in those cities for either vacation or for business. So, of course, I've never been to England, never been to London. Never. I had to go. And listen, I had a long-ass week. Very stressful meetings, very long meetings. The jet lag was killing me. Last night, we had a blowout night. We went to a pub, drank a whole bunch, watched a soccer match. I met all these different crazy locals. Then, of course, the London team lost. So they were Arsenal lost. So everyone was all pissed off at the end. And it was just like the most hilarious thing ever. And anyway, yeah, so I was drunk. It was really fun. And we went back to the hotel. Everyone went to sleep. And I had to go on a little trek to go see the financial district properly at 1 in the morning because I hadn't the chance to do it yet. So that was how I ended up by the treasury, the original stock market of London. And, of course, the Bank of England. So I didn't get arrested,
now,
though, thankfully.
What is the complete list of institutions and meetings that you have gone to the gates and stood up against? For those who don't know, my co-host, he's been to several.
Oh, here on the stateside?
That, too. Bilderberg.
That, too.
Bank of England. New York Fed. Are those the three?
Absolutely. Yeah, all those and more. And, of course, all the different places in D.C., because I live right outside D.C. So, of course, gone to IMF, World Bank, all the different
nice little
places. All the, you know, put different, you know, stickers and try to talk to people. I've actually talked to people in front of the Fed and asked them if they knew what that building was, and almost no one did, especially during tourist season here in D.C. Yeah, I need to do a lot more of it, though. I need to, all right, well, maybe it's summertime. I need to do more myself, and so maybe you got to as well, man. We got to go.
So what was it like out in front of the Bank of England at that hour? Did you get some locals to come over and start getting in the bank or something? What were the locals like when you were near the bank?
They were totally ambivalent. They had no idea what the Bank of England was, how much power it has, how much evil it helps to facilitate throughout history.
Yep.
And I'm absolutely
don't know. Scary, they don't know.
They got no idea. Central banking is such a scourge, but it's so hard. You know, if you talk trash about it, they automatically think you're like a commie or a socialist or something. I'm absolutely not, but. Central banking is not
the
free market. So
when you're talking about the European banks, we're talking several century old institutions like Bank of England.
Yeah.
But there's a legitimate question to ask. Yeah, it grew into something that's a real, real problem. But how do you get rid of something so deeply ingrained? That's why you probably know. Smart people subconsciously are like, I'm not even going to really worry about it because how do you get rid of something that long standing? What do you say to that?
Hey, I absolutely can understand that. And I'm guilty of that subconsciously as well at times because you don't even realize that you're like, well, I can't really do that much against it. But you really can. And you can at least try to educate people and whatnot.
Absolutely.
But anyway,
it was 100 years old.
That's exactly where I was going with it. We here in America, we still have a chance, maybe.
this thing could get snuffed out in the grave if things went the right way. I think that's
absolutely
the difference between going to the New York Fed and going to the Bank of England. There's a reason why us and our ancestors are here, not there. I'll leave it at that on the Patriot Power Hour.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I was thinking that as well. So appropriate. And I had so much fun with the British people, and I'm a lot of my bloodline is British and of course Scottish too and Irish, so a little tension there even. But I had so much fun, good people, but man, you know how sick I am of hearing about the goddamn Queen and the royal, the whole reverence for the royal family made me sick. Like I England was a lot of fun, London, all the people there, but man, the freaking
primitive
royal family made me sick.
Tribalism than us. It's closer than tribalism to us, and I'm sorry for any Patriot Power Hour future danger aficionados that may or may not hear this. I just think it is. I think our founders got it right. I think we move forward as a way to govern. I think we are a very well-constituted state after running future danger for now 2-plus years. We're seeing very serious news, but this whole way we constructed it is pretty solid. You don't see it falling apart. You see the branches of government operating, I think. It's just different.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say, though, they got us. It's such a complicated situation. But we're a little more placated as well. Because
I will give them this. It's a solid way to govern an island next to Europe. Damn right. It certainly does work well.
I took a tour. So I'm in the insurance industry. I work in risk management, and I was able to tour Lloyd's of London. And so that is just the epicenter of marine power that brought Britannia to the high seas and just took over the whole world. You know way more about that
risk
than me. Exactly. It's all about insurance.
Everybody can continue to get wealthy, and they sure did.
Yeah, which I think insurance is much more reasonable and a decent financial product than 90% of the other stuff out there. There's still gimmicks and schemes and there's just ways that they game the system, and a lot of people behind a lot of the large insurance industry, you know, of course, or banksters. But at least there is some service to it. People who get destroyed by a hurricane or a fire actually do get some use out of it, unlike most derivatives and other trading instruments. So there's a little bit better than there. You know what I mean? There's a spectrum, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's not all evil banksters, but it's obviously not all good either.
There is no shipping industry without that, you know, risk industry that follows it. And at the end of the day, they have to put to sea, and they got cargo. So it's at some level, it still works there. But what has grown into and what's done government since is, in hindsight, this might be a period where we had to find a way to evolve the financial system.
Right, exactly. No, and that's one of the things I picked up when I was at Lloyd's and in that area was they actually essentially went bankrupt and had to reconstitute because they rested on their laurels for so long and they had the good old boy syndrome and the nepotism, and eventually they just went bankrupt because they're so shoddily run. So even if it started as
Lloyd's go bankrupt?
This is in like the 70s or 80s. They had to get repurchased. Who knows what kind of shenanigans occurred there.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it's a mix of good and bad. Some might say I'm a sellout because I work in the insurance industry, but I buy the insurance and I try to use it for real purposes for my company, right? But regardless, it was very fun, very interesting. And guess what? I was pretty darn intoxicated on the streets of London near the and at the Bank of England. But there were many other way more drunk people than me out there. They like to drink over there, so I blended in.
The odd stateside upon news of Ben Cochran out on the streets protesting at that hour in that condition. 50-50 Tower of London. He was going downtown. Send him to the wreck.
That would have been, it was almost exactly 1 week ago. Probably was London time, 2 a.m. probably, 1 a.m. And yeah, you were telling me, don't go to the rack, don't go to the Tower of London. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be too ridiculous. I might spit on a couple things. I'm just taking pictures mostly, though. I'm not going to like break windows or do anything too stupid. What's that?
They scanned your face like no tomorrow, and they got you in and out of that airport and probably wandering around. They'll put two and two together.
Oh, no. I'm higher on the notoriety pool. I'm international now. I've got international, for better or worse.
You went right to the gates of Bilderberg and put it on YouTube. So
I know. I mean, if they're going to come get me, what the hell? I mean, that would be whatever. All right. So anyway, we got a lot of news, folks. We do got to go to commercial here in a second or two. But we do have a lot of news. Let me get a little more housekeeping out of the way. First off, this is Patriot Power Hour. This is episode 22. This is not generally a show where we reminisce about our previous, you know, our last work trip, I suppose. But that was a pretty special trip. It's related to the show. We get into a lot of politics, geopolitics, finance. We talked a lot of crypto, for better or worse, gold, silver, prepping, history, philosophy, all that type of stuff. I'm Ben, the Breaker of Banksters Cochran. Find me on Twitter at Bankster Breaker. Probably the easiest way besides that to get to me, dethronethebanksters@gmail.com. Future Dan, my comrade, what's the best way for folks to reach out to you?
Future Danger 6 on Twitter and Gab and just Future Danger on Facebook and Steam it.
There you go. Future Danger. And then, of course, FutureDanger.com. We will be getting into the news blitz on the other side of this break. Follow along with us. FutureDanger.com. We'll be going through the news and opening the phone lines afterwards as well. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Breaker Bangsters, FutureDanger.com News Blitz, May 10th, 2018. Follow along at FutureDanger.com. Starting the leftmost column, Liberty Indicators. Parental rights systematically abused. One family's 2-year nightmare of having their child taken by the state. Man, about ready to get married later this year. Hopefully, I have some children. Probably one of the biggest fears I already got. The state coming after my child for whatever reason. Not good. Another article. Judicial system direly distrusted. This is Red Alert. FBI won't seek out messages that were exchanged on personal devices. This saga continues. I mean, almost every day there's new stuff coming out here. The whole FBI, deep state lawyers. Oh, man. I don't even, you know. We'll get into some of this other stuff, but this is probably the most annoying story that I see all the time here on Future Danger, to be honest, because I know that these scum are just trying to infiltrate, or already have infiltrated our country, and subverting the Constitution, and we're slowly finding little bits and pieces of it, but we can't fully bring anyone to justice, it seems like to me. Maybe some other people are keeping some people safe, and therefore we're not seeing people brought at least brought up on charges of treason with this whole situation. So that's why it pisses me off. So we'll go to the next. Unreasonable search and seizure normalized. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, evil looking, just looking in his eyes, pushes for police drone surveillance of public gatherings. Just another endeavor, another police state decree from a draconian blue major urban center. I saw an article, it's not right here, on Future Danger earlier today. 100th person already killed today in Baltimore. And it's only May 10th. 100th person. It was a 16-year-old kid, too. Anyway, next article. Person. These are all red. FutureDanger.com, if you don't know, goes from kind of a green color, kind of neutral, all the way up to black with red lettering. And that shows how extreme the news is. All these have been red or black with red lettering. And Future Dan doesn't, you know, the owner, procurer of FutureDanger.com usually does not, but too much. He does not exaggerate, but all of these are, and I agree, high level, treasonous, very, we'll get his thoughts on it here later, dangerous to the foundation of civilization, this type of stuff going on here. Anyway, next, let's go on to the next column, security. There's four columns here on FutureDanger.com. First one, Liberty. We've already seen how shambles we are there. Let's go to security indicators. Not much better. Israeli-Iranian war starts. Unless you haven't been paying attention lately, Iranian deal was pulled out of, and then all of a sudden, massive amount of airstrikes against Syrian targets, supposedly Iranian infrastructure and radar, AA sites, etc., in Syria. Iran says they don't have anything. We'll also get Future Dan's thoughts on that, I'm sure. But not good to see Israel and Iran starting to literally throw missiles at one another now. We've already seen attacks, you know, bombing in Syria of Assad's forces by the U.S., etc. Now we've got other engagements going on there. I mean, it's one of the worst things you can think of would be friendly fire incident or a mistaken identity incident where a Russian plane is shot down or vice versa. A U.S. plane is shot down by a Russian. Continues to go on. Hopefully it does not escalate. But we got like 10 articles on that here at FutureDanger.com. So go check it out if you haven't been paying attention yet. Some crazy videos too of anti-air, anti-missile defense, Iron Dome, as well as the Syrian counterpart shooting down some of the missiles. Going down, war with China starts. That's just kind of a green, though, a slow burn at this point. Knock on wood. Let's go on to the pretty much right now, though, dominating the security column is Israeli-Iranian war starting. Third column, economic. Nothing too crazy going on right now. I will say we'll save this for a different segment. I do have a couple up my sleeve I really want to get to, but we do have oil at the highest price since late 2014. So a four-year high in oil. I've noticed gas creeping up near $3 here, again, in the D.C. area now. So of course, it's not all-time high or anything, but every little penny, every 10 cents, every dollar it goes up does drag away millions and overall billions of dollars from the economy. On the flip side, the U.S. is now one of the largest, if not the largest, oil exporter in the world, thanks to shale. Interesting. Lots of problems with shale and fracking, but it has flipped the situation upside down. Still, gas going up, $2.80 national average right now. Previous low was $1.60. So just in the past couple of years, gas has nearly doubled. Still lower than all-time high, though, luckily. Big article. I think this is unbelievable, to be honest. California mandated new housing. This includes condos as well as apartments. Three-story buildings or less, residential. Mandated to have solar panels. Boondoggle, in my opinion. I'm saving that article for another segment. Fourth and final column, natural indicators. We have, of course, the lava and the crazy stuff going on in Hawaii. Earthquakes. Seems like we've seen some magnitude 5 and 6 earthquakes all around the Pacific Rim area. Starting to warm up. Otherwise, not too crazy, but I am a little worried. I'm not going to California anytime soon, hopefully. I will be having a layover there, actually. So hopefully no big earthquake there. A little concerned. They're due a big one. So with that said, let me bring my co-host, Future Dan, back in. Future Dan, anything specifically you want to talk about? Covered a lot. Oh, I got to unmute him. That'd be smart. I'm the producer and host, by the way. Hey, Future Dan, by the way, you're unmuted now.
Yeah, first thing I'd like to say is how well you transition between columns, Ben. That was excellent reading. Fascinating to listen to. We worked really hard to get Future Danger up. I got help, and a lot of fans are always sending me links to news I should be posting. Much appreciated. We get this thing up there, and then to hear you read it from another perspective is pretty amazing, the way you transition. I'd like to look across it real quick, and what I'm seeing in column one is there's just so much deceit going on in the world, and it manifests up there in our government, and it is not good, as you said. It's widespread. It shows up on a lot of different indicators. But the constant message is there's things that people shouldn't be standing up for, shouldn't be happening. When it comes to the FBI, when it comes to these states that are confiscating children, right on down the list. In column two, this is the first time Israel and Iran have exchanged fire directly ever in the modern era, okay? And we're talking about a biblical relationship. This is Persia, right? These are the people that came and absolutely sacked that place when it was a Jewish state once upon a time, all right? So it's a real thing, and now they're really shooting at each other. And the timing of it, how it came about, is really less important than the fact that that is happening, okay? And then past column three, I agree there's not a lot really up in, that concerns us right now in economics. But one of the pieces, one of the indicators that is elevated right now, Ben, is severe dust storms in India, killing people, several of them, massive dust storms. So, you know, if you're from a biblical perspective on some of these things, the lying, the deceit in the world, we got a Middle East war that's a serious one that can pop off. And you got natural phenomena that, you know, we don't usually see dozens killed by those storms. One of them in India took 100 last week. That's how I recommend. Draw your own conclusions and read left and right across the heat map, because you can see things at the same time, and sometimes it's interesting to make connections.
Yeah, man, that's crazy for sure. Hopefully we're not coming towards the end times, but each one of those, there are a lot of signs, even if some are more subtle than others. Now, Iran and Israel lobbing missiles at one another is not very subtle, as I'm sure you agree. Do you think they're going to stop at this? Do you think this is just, I think both sides just wanted to kind of show of bravado? And now
I saw a tweet today, and I can't attribute it right now, but it basically suggested, it may have been Debka File, which is a pro-Israel insider leaking source, great articles from that perspective. You got to understand, it's part of an information war. Everything is. They do break news first and say when military activities are confirmed from inside the Israeli Defense Force. So I think it was them, but there was an article about, you know, the next step, the only way you put an end to this is Israel has to start shooting down the Iranian cargo planes that are bringing the arms. Because as soon as they all stockpile, get set up, it's like, hey, we're going to try out some air defense. We're going to take on Israeli missiles, right? And the Russians are trying to teach them how to do it. So it's like a proxy training ground. This time Israel really did cause a lot of Iranian casualties, we are led to believe.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, see, I don't know. How much of this stuff do you believe? I know that you got much more, you know, a background in this stuff, and you got a much, I guess your ears to the ground. You know a lot more, you have a lot more experience with this than me. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if I can believe that these attacks happened, or maybe they were 10 times worse than they were told, or maybe they were half as bad as we're told. I don't know how much to believe or not.
You know, the social media is a weapon here, but there are a lot of camera phones out there. And a lot of those camera phones clearly show arsenals being fired. So you got to believe somebody's shooting at somebody.
That is true, definitely. Hey, one good thing about the internet, at least we can share information. For now, I think we've been lucky lately. I think they're going to be trying to shut down the internet in the coming decades. Too much free speech. We'll see. We'll keep at it while we can, though. We'll be right back. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Nothing is over! Nothing! You just don't turn it off! It wasn't my war! You asked me, I didn't ask you! And I did what I had to do to win, but somebody wouldn't let us win! And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me baby killer and all kinds of vile crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they?
Dad, no one wants to hear your stupid Vietnam story.
Are you tired of Mom?
Hi, Angel. Do you want to read a book or go outside?
No!
In a time.
The arcade comes to your living room, only without the creepy guys offering to show you puppies.
Awesome!
City Genitron, you can play video games just like you were in the arcade.
Excellent!
The Genitron gaming system plays three exciting games, including Defender of the Faith, where you save the green dots with your fantastic flying red square.
Cool!
Monkey's Paradise, where you swing from green dot to green dot with your red square monkey.
That's red!
And Penetrator, where you smash the green dots deep inside the mysterious red square.
Wow!
The Degenitron brings arcade realism to your living room. It can even take quarters, and a strange, sweaty man comes by to empty the machine on Fridays.
Degenitron,
fighting the evil of boredom.
I'll never go to school again, Degenitron.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Patriot Power Hour, episode 22, May 10th, 2018, and you know, Ben, we run a lot of contests on this show, right? We've given away bullion, we've given away crypto, and we will be announcing those contests coming up again, so I had an idea for one. You know what we could do? We could award based upon people guessing the pieces of music that lead in and out. Power Hour segment. What do you say? First call in, write in to name one of the lead outs or lead ins in any segment of episode 23. What could we give away? I got t-shirts.
When you want it for this episode 22 or for next episode 23?
We're announcing it tonight for next week. I got long sleeve, right. Beautiful, first of their kind, first edition. Hanes, black, long sleeve, Patriot Power Hour t-shirts. That is available as an award.
That's what we'll do. The first two people to call in or write in, whether they're correct or not. We'll get the t-shirts. We'll give away two. And then if anybody, and only the first person, if there's one, because it'll be very difficult, I think, but if someone's able to crack this nut, they deserve a prize above and beyond. They will receive 2 ounces of physical silver or the equivalent in Bitcoin or Ethereum or another crypto. So if you call in or if you write in for next episode, episode 23, on May 17th, 2018, 9 p.m. Eastern, first two callers. There you go. I like how I think that's what we should do. What do you think?
Episode 23 prize. It's been named. All right. So what has Bitcoin and the other cryptos done since 2 weeks ago when episode 21 aired? I think we're a little bit flat, maybe a little bit up.
Yeah. And actually, if we had done this, I don't remember the exact timeline, but about if we had been able to have a show last week, if I wasn't in the city of London frolicking around, we would have seen, I believe, the crypto area was up big time, probably about 10% overall since our previous show. But since then, it's pretty much retraced and lost all of its gains. So I don't have the exact numbers. I'm not going to lie. Didn't do my homework. But in the last couple weeks, since the last episode of Patriot Power Hour, Bitcoin specifically is essentially flat. Other cryptos I've seen some that are up, though. Ethereum and really Bitcoin Cash was on a really nice run. You got to remember, though, Bitcoin Cash and really the entire crypto area, but Bitcoin Cash in particular, got chopped down at the knees since the beginning of the year, down 30-40%. So, yeah, it was up 10%, but it had lost a lot this year. So,
I think the original Bitcoin, having looked at the price pretty much every day, every other day, looking at the news, watching the headlines of it too, might have done 25-30% in April up. So coming out of that winter bear market predicted by my co-host Ben Cochran in the final episode of season one in December. So we've seen it. Are we just bumping up a little bump before it ramps down again this summer? Where do you see some of this headed?
I mean, that is the traditional workings of Bitcoin specifically, but kind of crypto in general, that it will, let's just say, triple in price and then lose 40% and then gain 10% and kind of wallow around for a while and then triple or quadruple in price and then lose 60%, but then triple and quadruple in price. So that doesn't, you know, historical results do not guarantee future results by any means. But that is the pace we've seen in the past for sure.
And looking at the news every day, populating the heat map, I've seen a lot of news events. And I watched them all through the fall, economic and otherwise. And looking back now in May of 2018 at the December 17 run-up, when it went to 17, 18, 19 grand for Bitcoin, and all the other altcoins followed, They all spiked. I can't attribute why that happened then. So, looking forward, we got headlines regularly all claiming to say they understand how external events impact what these currencies have done. I look back at this run-up that started in April, and all of a sudden one morning there was just a huge buy. It just jumped, and now the heart was beating again. So I look at these cryptos and see behaviors that I don't think anybody's seeing economically in any other asset in the history of the world. They behave funny.
They definitely do behave very sped up in a very sped up and exaggerated manner. If the Dow's up or down 3% in one day, it's a huge, crazy swing. Geez, you have 3% in an hour with crypto, and it's not out of the ordinary. It's almost like every day, 3%, let alone 10, 20% in a single day, which happens relatively often. So definitely good point.
On the generally on the way up, of course, and you can't deny that. I just wonder what's going to happen. The easy money might already be in there, I guess is what I'm saying. There might be a couple other more of these huge jumps, to be honest. Market share of crypto is not that large as compared to other assets out there. But you got to think, there's diminishing returns. There's only so much new capital or people who will risk it. And there's so much easy growth that has already been eaten into. That doesn't mean it can't grow more, but it's just there are limits. So be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. But you think about the amount of people who are never even tried it, never even touched it. And there were a real organic growth in the usage of it, like other digital transaction forms like PayPal, where people that have adopted PayPal are not far away from adopting a crypto. And the younger generation is fearless with it compared to older ones. So, you know, older generations don't stick around forever. And you could see a day where if something like Amazon or an Amazon competitor, which would be, you know, quite, you know, everyone's interest to see kind of the, you know, online shipping, drop shipping, consumer product drop shipping monopoly, which is what it's become. You know, I mean, Google sells too, but not a lot compared to Amazon. Someone to stand up and say, we'll accept a cryptocurrency, maybe have their own, that exchanges, right? That would be the long-term millions and tens of millions of new adopters that would change it permanently, I think. Could really grow it.
Yeah, but then again, if they create their own coin, and we've talked about this many times with Fedcoin, as it's known.
Ripple.
Yeah, Ripple, exactly. Ripple is kind of colloquially known as Fedcoin. And there are other coins that mutual funds and hedge funds have put together that are they might have the mechanics of blockchain, and they are blockchain, but it's definitely not the spirit of unchained, fair, lack of centralized control that crypto really was founded upon, at least.
Yeah, essentially, I am not expert enough to know the difference technically in any of them. I just understand that the ledger is copied over, you know, some very large, very, very large amount of times, such that it makes decrypting it, you know, or corrupting it so computationally expensive that no government can do it. We don't have that yet. We have supercomputer labs in Hawaii and other places, Albuquerque. There's the big ones. They can't touch, you know, breaking the blockchain. So, you know, these things are here to stay. How long they're suppressed from being useful is really the only question.
Yeah, no, they definitely could be useful. And kind of the classic economic way to look at it is, hey, Bitcoin should cost however much it takes to mine it and to operate the system. So I'm not an absolute expert either, but I do know that the strength of Bitcoin or any of these networks is that they're decentralized. All the processing power is distributed all over the world, and therefore essentially unhackable on the aggregate, at least. So, and point is that does give some security, and that is valuable. And people should be willing to pay. Well, everyone should be paying the exact equilibrium of how much it costs to have that secured, not more, not less. And that's, you know, the true supply and demand. Now, how much of it is speculation right now? Probably a lot of it. But there's also, if there is true demand, because it does have a true value because it's used by Amazon or whomever, then you're right. It will skyrocket in price.
So anything physical could be banned. Looking at the heat map, column 4 natural, column 3, grid goes down on the economic sphere. You know, California and the Southwest are having a massive drought, and if they start blacking out this summer, what's your over-under for the number of months before a California Democrat elected state legislator talks about banning crypto miners, the actual devices that are doing it. I'm saying within 24 months, you're going to hear that happen. Talk of banning them.
Under. I bet it'll be this summer, man, practically.
First blackout, we'll see. I'll be screaming it.
Yeah, and I think I've already seen some articles that have saying that at least Bitcoin is and other cryptos are contributing to global warming. So I've already seen that type of articles. But in terms of a blackout or just its overall costing Californians more money, et cetera, yeah. Let's restrict it specifically to California. And I still will take the under 24 hours, and I will be on the lookout for that, and we will show it here on Patreon Power Hour.
Yeah, it was prognosticated on episode 22. We'll have to grab this for future best of if it comes true, and then it will hide it if it never comes true. But the funniest part about it, Ben, is a California Democrat will say that, and the fact is I doubt very many people are mining in California, given their utility rates anyways. So it's like banning something that doesn't make sense in doing anyways. Yeah.
Exactly. And they will be justified for their millions of dollars in taxpayer support for their office. Yes. All right, folks, we will be back.
This is wild crypto speculation talk on the Patriot Power Hour, episode 22. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We're back. Final segment. Live May 10th, 2018 episode Patriot Power Hour. Let me bring my co-host Future Dan back live on the air. Whew, man, let me get some
We got one more thing we got to say, though, before we get going here. Mr. Future Dan. You know what that is?
What's that?
We got a winner from last week's episode, or 2 weeks ago, episode 21. JT553 wrote in, said he loves the show, asked which crypto we thought was going to the moon next. That's the question he posed to us. And guess what? He just won himself either 1 ounce of physical silver or a bit of crypto of his choice. Since his question was about crypto, I figure he probably wants the crypto. But hey, you know, we'll give him the physical silver if he wants to diversify. In terms of the answer of the question, I don't know, man. That's a really tough one. Do you got any thoughts first off there, Future Dan?
Yeah, I think the crowd has swarmed around Bitcoin, and it hasn't demonstrated any substantial technical disadvantage towards any successor, and consequently, why not have that be the one that stays big? I don't see why it wouldn't.
The way I look at it, I have Bitcoin as about 25%, 30% of foundation. I have a few other cryptos, such as Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, maybe a couple others that make up the rest. However, my advice would actually be to make sure that you're looking into other type of preps. First and foremost, physical preps. Get your own medical health under control if you need. Heck, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be investing in some LASIK. I need to make sure both my eyes work very well. That's much more valuable than buying a little bit more Bitcoin. I'm not saying, you know, that's the first thing you got to get. But start with that. Make sure you diversify. Make sure you get some skills. Make sure you get some physical gold and silver, some water filters or clean source of water. Hell, get some land with a well. That would be a damn good investment, don't you think?
All of those things are important, and that brings me to thanking my long-term sponsor for this show and thefuturedanger.com, Ready-Made Resources. And, Ben, you know, during the break, I was listening to Ready-Made Resources commercial, and I'm pretty sure that this Patriot Power Hour place in America where PEQ-15 laser aiming devices, Weaver rail mounted, on modern semi-automatic firearms is advertised potentially in the entire world. That's military grade, folks. Check out Ready-Made Resources.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, we've had him on the show a few times, and he's a great guest, actually. We should get him much more often. I think you get him on the regular. We got a couple other guests set up for later in this season 3. So I gave away I told who won the giveaway last time. We'll get it to JT. We already kind of plugged episode 23. There's going to be a contest. Episode 22, don't worry. Here's the contest. Super quick. It'll be a write-in contest because I totally forgot to give out the number tonight because we had so much to talk about. A write-in contest to either myself or Future Dan. You can find our contact information either we gave it out earlier, I guess. You could have wrote it down. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, and all of our social media, et cetera, is there. FutureDanger.com is also a good way to find us. Go there, reach out to us, ask us a question, give us a suggestion. The first person to do so will receive either 1 physical ounce of silver mailed anywhere within the U.S. If you're international, I'll still probably give it to you, even if it costs me a little money. Or the equivalent in crypto of your choice to our loyal Patriot Power Hour episodes. I can't guarantee every single episode I'll be giving away stuff, but I've given away probably 8 or 9 times out of 22 episodes. Not bad. So there you go, folks. Reach out to us. Give us some good feedback. Don't just be like, hey, I want to win. Give us a good question. And don't use the question that JT used. So we want a different one, too. So, hey, man.
There you go.
And we want to give the love to the listeners. Yeah, congratulations, sir. All right, we got only 3 or 4 minutes left on the show, unfortunately.
What
so.
Other headlines you got, Ben? What, you had other things up your sleeve as you previewed in segment 1. Got to hit those headlines. What else is interesting you?
All right, here's the big one. I wanted to do a little deep dive. I know we already picked on California a little bit. But big news out today, California mandates solar panels for most new homes. This is going to cost at least $9,500, or it'll add at least $9,500 to the cost of a new house in the state with the highest real estate costs already. A lot of people think, oh, real estate's booming. That's great. Yeah, if you own a house. But the cost of living is ridiculous in California, as a lot of my – I have a couple friends out there, and one specifically in San Francisco. There's no way. He makes a lot of money. He's never going to be able to buy a house out there. Now we got more government, more meddling. My question to you is this. Let's say they mandate all these solar panels we put on. What's going to happen in 10 years when they start breaking down and you just got massive eyesores and people not putting it down? It's going to be total boondoggle. And where are they going to put these all?
It all starts with the land. In the first place, the federal government and the state governments just took possession of massive amounts of land. Now, the inability to supply power by the fact that you can't have private land, you can't build the coal, you can't build the nuke, you can't build the oil burner, you can't do that privately in industry. It all starts there. So now you have grid down scenario every single summer in Southern California. So what you got is everyone with any perspective on history can look back to the 92 riots after the King verdict, knows that the entire Southern California area could go medieval if they lost electricity for any amount of time, right? So now what you get is a compound mal effect of, you know, a socialist policy, essentially. And now they have to force you to do things with your private property. Now you've got to have solar panels. But the truth of the matter is, they'd better put them up that way, because if they ever have a grid down scenario, none of that could survive. That massive size of those California hills could get burned down in rioting and looting if they ever lost control.
Well, here's something, and I don't have the exact specifics. I should research it, actually. I am interested in learning about this. But I know that I can 95% chance that these mandated solar arrays are mandated to be hooked into the grid. It's not like people are becoming energy independent, like we say, with ready-made resources. This is totally, you must be tied into the grid, and they can control it, and they can take it. It's not freedom. It's not energy independence. It's absolutely socialist at best.
Yeah, it's got to be a loophole. They'll probably caveat it that if you connect for any other service, water, data, anything, then you have to be on. I can't believe that they would try to ban private solar panels. That's what this is. It's a hot indicator on future danger starting in about 5 minutes after the end of episode 22.
This is something we're going to watch, because this is big news. People are up in arms about it for lots of reasons, and I'm not absolutely against renewable energy if it's economic. And
if it's voluntary,
freedom.
It's voluntary.
It's maybe, exactly. Voluntary. Freedom of choice. It has to be both.
It
used to be important back in the day. Back in my day. Nah, jeez. All right. Well, folks, we are running out of time here, though, but we do appreciate you joining us here. Future Dan, one last plug before the music starts rolling for yourself, please.
Yeah, reach us on Steam It, Twitter, Facebook, Gab, Instagram, even Pinterest.
All over the place. Future Danger.
Future Danger's there.
Anywhere you want Future Danger. Myself, lots of ways to find me. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network, or just search Patriot Broadcasting Network. Find all of our archives. Find ways to reach out to us. Drop us a note. We'll be back next week. Have a good one, folks. See you later.
listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Mark.
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy check, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.